You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to Monday. It is Monday all day long, but man, it's been a good weekend. And heck, why not have a Monday on the end of it? We're coming at it with full force the way Right Side Ruffians do. And Boomer's on the board. Hey, bud.
Hey.
How are you?
Good.
Good.
Full Force Monday.
Full Force Monday.
Let's do it.
I think that's what we got to call it from now on. It just came out. I just coined that phrase. I don't know how these words come out of my head sometimes. It's Full Force Monday. Whoop, whoop. All right. Hey, listen, we do have a great show for you. 3 o'clock today, our buddy Jeff Poore is going to be on with us, telling us firsthand his experience. I did not get a chance to use my tickets to go to the Trump dinner, but he did, and he's got some impressions from being there, and he's also been making some reports about it. So yeah, we'll have Jeff Poore on at 3 o'clock talking about that, and then 3:30, our friend Emily Jones from Moms for Liberty coming back on. This is like 3 days in a row, but I'm telling you, they rocked it. They rocked it Saturday in Madison, Alabama. Rocked it and made national news. And we're going to get Emily Jones to give us a recap on how that went down. All that to say, we also have a triple dipper. Hit it, buddy.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right. The triple dipper. Three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as you run today's show. So here's the deal. Number one, Alabama, front and center. Listen, this has been like ground zero for the news lately. We've got Trump was in town making his first major public comments since his most recent indictment, which, by the way, another indictment may be brewing even today in Georgia. And then we've also got storyline about Moms for Liberty, Kirk Cameron, all of that. That made national news. Then you've got Space Command. That's national news. And then just, you know, while we're at it, why don't we have a major movie wrap-up filming here in Alabama, too, all at the same time. So, number one, triple dipper, Alabama front and center. We'll talk about it. Number two, there's some craziness happening right now. That pesky First Amendment keeps getting in the way of liberals' ability to try and message the way they want to. Silly liberals. That pesky First Amendment. Did you hear what Elon Musk said about if you wind up getting in trouble at work for using Twitter, what he'll do to help you out? I'll tell you. That pesky First Amendment, number two on the triple dipper. And then number three, foreign affairs. There's some unusual things happening on the world stage. Not the least of which is the fact that China and Russia just did a joint naval exercise just off the coast of Alaska. Yes. I think they were well into U.S. waters, so much so that we had to respond. Did you hear about that over the weekend? You probably didn't. But anyway, number three on the triple dipper, foreign affairs. We'll talk about that plus others. All right, let me jump over here to my opening monologue. And I'll just remind you guys that one of our sponsors, Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics all across North Alabama. Southern Immediate Care opens 7 days a week, providing care for geriatrics down to pediatrics. They'll take care of everybody in the family. 7 days a week, Southern Immediate Care. Look them up in your area, and that's, by the way, who I use. They're the sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. So let me jump into my comments here. Have you ever looked at a period in time and wondered if there was some kind of madness that consumed the whole world? Now, I don't know if you believe in spiritual warfare, but I do. I believe there's times when the war in the heavenlies is so thick that the collateral damage is the lives of the people around us. It's amazing, amazing to see the times that we're in right now. I mean, how is it even possible that we can be witness to such confusion, such government overreach, such social discord, all at the same time, all over the world? The times we're in right now are significant, and I believe that history is being made that will unfortunately cause future generations to look back and say, well, at least we're not as crazy as they were in 2023. Well, that same attitude, though, is the way I feel today looking back on the year 1979. Let's take a look back. So the other day on the show, I told you a brief story about something that I keep on my shelf in my office. It's a black cast metal medallion. It's about 4 inches in circumference. I picked it up in a bazaar in Baghdad in 2004. On one side, it has the raised cast image of a man sitting on a stool playing a harp, and on the other side, though, it says Babylon International Festival, and it has the raised cast images of Saddam Hussein's profile superimposed over the profile of King Nebuchadnezzar of ancient Babylon. Now, Saddam Hussein was an evil man, despicable, really, cruel and depraved and prideful. He ruled Iraq from 1979 until the U.S. invasion overthrew his Ba'ath Party government in 2003. His pride caused him to believe that he was the modern incarnation of the great and mighty Nebuchadnezzar. In fact, Saddam even referred to himself as the son of Nebuchadnezzar. That image on the medallion that I now display on my shelf, it's a reminder to me of the sickening pridefulness that filled one man to the point that he was willing to kill millions to prove his own value to the world. Saddam saw his role as making Iraq in his own image. Huge statues and images of Saddam were everywhere. Giant cross swords, some of y'all seen the pictures or maybe even been there. Giant cross swords stood 100 feet high on each end of the concourse where Saddam would have his military parades. The swords were massive, but they were held in giant hands that were said to have been cast in the image of Saddam's own hands. I mean, keep in mind, this goal of building images to himself, it was not unlike Nebuchadnezzar, who we're told in the book of Daniel built a massive golden statue of himself and commanded everyone in his kingdom to bow down before it. Nebuchadnezzar was a tyrant, and Saddam saw him as a role model. But Nebuchadnezzar was also one who presided over a time of massive confusion. Much like Saddam, he also imposed an angry will on his people. No one knew who it was safe to talk to. People could say the wrong thing and never be seen again, and confusion was rampant. And let me be clear when I say that confusion is one of the greatest tricks you can ever pull on a society. Convincing a whole culture that something that's wrong is right or what's right is wrong is one of the hallmarks of evil. But that level of hubris is not something that can be sustained. It rises up in history. It often ends badly. And we're told in the book of Daniel that Nebuchadnezzar actually lost his mind. He became a ragged, raving lunatic. His hair grew out long and unkempt. His fingernails were long and craggy, and he ate grass like a cow. And he fell into that madness and stayed there for 7 years. And then take that image in your mind and picture Saddam in his final days. U.S. Special Forces tracked him down to a hole in the ground. His hair was wild, his beard was long and unkempt, and he was a shell of his former self. They took him into custody, and he was eventually hanged. I had a friend who spent time guarding Saddam in the prison cell in Baghdad before his execution. Said that he tried to put on airs sometimes, but that his only real joy in life was if the guards would bring him Cheetos, his favorite snack. All right, so Saddam took power in 1979. Think about that. That year, 1979, the Ba'ath Party, Saddam Hussein in charge, took charge of that country, and it changed the future in a negative way for the entire Middle East and much of the world. But think about the timing of that rise to power and the purge that took effect and the video that showed him sitting on the stage puffing a cigar while men were removed from the room one at a time and taken out to be executed. That was 1979. But it was not just madness in Iraq. In 1979, the world also witnessed the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan, an ill-fated war that set the stage for the eventual rise of the Taliban and a subsequent ascension of al-Qaeda and the attacks of 9/11. There's also some who believe that the fall of the Soviet Union was hastened by the losses they suffered from the needless war they kicked off in 1979. 1979 was also the year that the Iranian militants stormed the U.S. Embassy in Tehran and took 52 Americans hostage and held them for over a year. 1979's Iranian Revolution also led to what became known as the OPEC energy crisis. The cost of oil spiked considerably, throwing the price at the pump in 1979 to record highs with massive shortages. Images of gas lines were all over the nightly news as the U.S. grappled with the effects of the self-inflicted wound of not gearing up domestic oil production and being too reliant on foreign oil. 1979, while we're at it, also saw the disaster at the Three Mile Island nuclear power plant that resulted in even more social anxiety. But 1979 was also the third year of the feckless Democrat presidency of Jimmy Carter, a president who did not garner the respect of the world's tyrants and who could not manage the U.S. economy, who oversaw the most drastic cuts in military spending and readiness and led the U.S. right into one crisis after another. And in July 1979, thinking he was doing a good thing, I guess, President Carter gave a speech. The speech was officially called a crisis of confidence, but it became forever known as the malaise speech. In that speech, Carter told the American people why it was their duty to be willing to live smaller, to consume less, to chip in for the cause by doing without. It was not really a message that the American audience was used to hearing. It did not move the needle much for Carter in his bid for re-election. All in all, y'all, 1979 was not a very good year. So fast forward now to 2023. Russia has started another war. The power vacuum was recreated in Afghanistan and immediately filled by the Taliban again. The economy is struggling. We're no longer energy dependent, independent. Foreign nations don't feel concerned about taking Americans hostage. And we have lost ground on the world stage because, once again, a feckless Democrat presidency is in its third year. I say all this because we have to see it for what it is. It is a cyclical thing. This madness that seems to blanket the world sometimes, but it comes around and goes around. But I'm not losing hope. Here's the deal. I'm not losing hope. I'm pressed down but not shaken. I say all the time, it did take a Carter to bring us a Reagan. 1979 gave way to one of the greatest decades of American prosperity, the 80s. Confusion gave way to clarity. I believe that we have a big God, a great nation, and indomitable people. I'm looking for 2024 to match the tide we saw turn in 1980. It needs to. Otherwise, future generations are going to look back on us and measure us as the crazies from the past. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. And yeah, I mean, as I began putting this together last night, I'm thinking, 1979, didn't 79 have this? Didn't 79? Yeah. There was a lot happening in 79. A lot of earth-shattering, time-shaping things. But I'm telling you, y'all, it took a Carter to bring us a Reagan. It took a 1979 to bring us the 80s. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I mean, making it cool to be a conservative. Hey, we got a very cool show laid on for you, not the least of which is this first dipper we'll get into in a few minutes. Alabama front and center. It's a heck of a thing when you realize that some of the major news stories were all coming from one state. You know, never let it be said that, oh, you're a red state. You know, it's ho-hum. We know what to expect down there. You don't know what to expect down here. You don't know at all. I'll tell you what's interesting is we've got the dynamic right now of the call for widening I-65 became a part of President Trump's speech when he spoke Friday night in Montgomery. At the same time, I'm just seeing, like, this is the last little bit here, Liberal Mayor Randall Woodfend of Birmingham, he put out a tweet saying, instead of pouring millions into widening I-65, which studies show won't alleviate congestion, what studies, sir? Why not invest in high-speed rail? Where's he been? High-speed rail? We can connect communities, reduce traffic, and make Alabama a leader in sustainable infrastructure. Wow. A train to the beach is a better way than driving. Cool. So here's an idea. No. High-speed rail, has he seen the project in California, which has done nothing, like has been spending billions over budget? High-speed rail, that's a great idea. I tell you what, here's the idea. Everybody drives to the Tennessee line, they get out of their cars at a big parking lot, and they just jump on a high-speed rail and go the rest of the way. Not. So all the truck stops, all the gas, you know, that people buy along the way that, you know, helps pay for things, all of the freight that comes through, what do? You ship it by truck and then railhead it from the Tennessee line? This is clear indication that some people are over their heads when they step into office. But there's that. Text lines are open, by the way, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. I got several texts already. Let's see what we got here. By the way, weather, keep a weather eye on the horizon. We got some big ones. Where are they, Boomer? How far out are they right now? They're covering Huntsville right now, I believe, aren't they? Yeah, so our Huntsville listening area is covered up. Northeast Alabama is next in line. I think Birmingham is going to get some, too, from what I saw. Just be aware, our entire listening area is looking like it's got some red cells moving through. What are you saying, man?
Yeah, all the way through right now. I know it's hitting just south of Huntsville and then coming this way to Gadsden, right through Birmingham. So it's going to be hitting a lot.
Okay. So, just be aware. And we are prayerfully monitoring our power over here at the Right Side Studios. But nonetheless, just keep an eye on the horizon, folks. And it's just nasty to drive through. It's going to be hitting in some places right around go-home time. So just be aware. John from Huntsville even chimed in about that. He says, Phil, fantastic monologue. Thank you, sir. Hopefully I'll be able to hear the whole show, but weather's making it a little difficult right now. He says, I also heard there was an awesome turnout at the Kirk Cameron Library event. 500 people is pretty amazing. Emily Jones did an amazing job, and she didn't let those protesters get to her either. Well done, Emily Jones, says John from Huntsville. Emily will be on the show too, John, just so you know. I hope you can hear the show then, because I'm pretty sure she's going to win today's show. Just gonna go ahead and lay that out there. But yeah, they did. They had an amazing, amazing event Saturday. Big turnout. So the original library location had 225 people because that was the cap, and they capped it. Once they counted 225 heads, they shut the doors. The rest of them went to a local church, the Rock Church, where I have family that go there. But the Rock Church hosted the overflow, if you will. They had more than that at the overflow. Total around 500 people. You're right, John. Total around 500 people. Kirk Cameron, Riley Gaines went to both locations and honored both locations full of people and just made a day of it. So we'll talk about that later. But yes, that was just an awesome, awesome coming together of the community. Cody from Huntsville says, monologue confirms that history will repeat itself if we allow it. Yes, indeed, sir. Absolutely right. Frank from Huntsville. He said, wasn't the gas shortages and the long gas lines in 79 also? Yeah, that's what I said. That was part of my monologue, is that 79 had the energy crisis the second time in the 70s, and 79 was not a good year for gas prices. There were long lines at the pumps. In fact, it got even worse when people began to stockpile gas and causing all kinds of troubles. Bert from Owens Crossroads chimed in and says, high-speed rail only spends money at insanely high speeds. Thank you, brother. You are so correct. JT from Lacey Springs, Saddam. Proverbs 18:1, self-gratification accepts advice from no one. There you go. What else have I got here before we hit the break? Try to get them in real quick. Brian from Huntsville. I am too easily impressed nowadays. You correctly said Saddam was hanged, not hung. Sad subject. Thank you for being a bastion of the English language. you're welcome, brother.
I would have got that wrong.
I don't know. I'm looking back and thinking, well, I guess I did say that. Okay. Jeff from Indiana. He says, the wife and I were at Derek Anderson yesterday at a church service where he was the motivational speaker. And yes, I've got my right side shirt on. If you don't know who that is, that's Mrs. Williams will know. So I'm just telling you, thank you, my brother, Jeff from Indiana, wearing the shirt and representing. All right, folks, we're taking a break. We'll come right back. Dipper number one, Alabama, front and center. Y'all stay tuned.